Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is volume 2025, number six. Our air date is Thursday, February 6th, 2025. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again this evening by the incomparable
Clark Pete.
That's her. We are very, very excited tonight to have another of these Texas country stars that we seem to be stumbling upon. Briley Hearman is with us tonight. Briley, welcome to the show.
Hi.
You and we mentioned you're from Texas, and we were talking offline before we got this show started. You're a good friend of another good friend of our show, to Peyton Riley. So that's exciting. The two of you together. Yes. Have you played with Peyton?
I have not played with her. I would love to be able to do that, but we've just became super close friends in like the past couple months.
Oh, that's fantastic. We were fortunate enough to see her in Nashville, where she won her Josie Award. So it's great.
Yes.
So that's next for you, right?
You're gonna hopefully.
In your future as well. All right. So I got to confess, we were listening to the music, listening to the song that we're going to be having on here in a little bit, and I didn't really know. And I'm listening to it, and wow, this is amazing. I love this song. And then we start going, 13 years old.
Yes, sir.
Briley, your sound is so mature. It's so much. It's not like we're listening to a seasoned professional when we listen to that song. Just absolutely love it.
Thank you so much.
What got you into this? What's kind of your background? How did you start playing music?
So, like, background, music is, like, my family's whole life. We have, my dad's, like, been in Nashville and recorded songs. So, I've had a microphone in my hand since I was a baby.
Oh, that's
so
super.
Whenever I was, like, 3 years old, like, little me, I was leading worship with my dad at my church. So that's just kind of how it all got started. But just like last year, there was this family that had lost a baby, and they asked me to come sing at their benefit. They're raising money for the funeral and stuff like that. So that was actually my first show that I'd ever done. Mm-hmm. And it was very nerve-wracking. But I mean, I ever since then, I've just like fell in love with it. I never thought that I would love music how I do now. And that's just like something that I want to do for the rest of my life.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's interesting. You know, we talk to folks that have gotten a start like you have. And a lot of folks in the church have come through and now are performing like you are. When did you start? Were you playing guitar at a young age? Or you?
Is no, that... so actually, I'm just now learning how to play the guitar.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir. My dad actually plays for me right now, but I am learning.
And you know, the family orientation is certainly very strong with this. I know we read your grandparents were singers as well.
Yes, sir.
Your dad leading the worship, and you mentioned him being a Nashville recording artist as well. There's certainly a big influence there, correct?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For sure.
And the song that you just released, These Songs I Sing, as I'm listening to that and then getting a little more of the background here, that's kind of a tribute to the things that your dad passed on to you.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That was kind of the whole background of the story, is I wanted my grandparents and how it got passed on to my dad, and then how my dad passed it down to me. And just that's like, it's a whole generation of all of us.
Absolutely. Have you been out to Nashville? Where did you record the song?
Actually here in Texas, in Montgomery. So,
okay.
Sorry.
All right. That's one of the trips that we want to make, because we've been, you know, we had the opportunity with the show to go to Nashville and just had a blast and met a number of people. We want to get to Austin. We want to get to Austin, Texas. We've interviewed a number of folks from your area there.
Yes, sir.
Boy, what a music hub you have there as well.
And actually next week we have Sunny or Gritty Sunset. I have a cold. Sorry, guys. He's also from Texas.
Yep,
so we're really excited about that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are feeding the show. This is terrific. So when you're writing, and this the song that we have queued up, these songs I sing, what is your process? What have you been doing to, you know, kind of the creative process for you?
So while I'm writing a song, there's so much that goes through my head, you know? But it's just, you have to, if there's like something that you want to write about, I kind of take that and like, I just write like a list of things down that I love and just like what kind of takes that story. And I almost kind of like, it's like a story in my head. And then I just turn that into a song. So. All right.
And you have more on the horizon there as well?
Yes, sir. I just recently wrote 4 more. So all right. I'm really hoping to get those recorded soon.
All right. Terrific. And same sort of thing with those. You're kind of putting together the thoughts that you want to create in this. And going
through. Yes, sir.
When you're writing, are you writing to give a message to the folks, or are you writing to try and have the people that are listening react in some way to you?
So I feel like through my music, I want to like send, obviously, yeah, kind of send a message.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I want people to react, like, I want something to have, like, them to have in common with my music. So kind of relate to my music. I don't want it to just be about me personally.
Sure.
I want other people to be able to relate.
A message that they can carry on with them,
yes,
too.
Sir.
And isn't that the beauty of music, though? Because you can interpret songs in so many different ways. And I know, I'm sure it's the same for you. We've talked to a number of people that say, oh, that maybe wasn't what I intended with this song. But if that's how it affects you and that's what you want, terrific.
Yeah, terrific. Yeah.
Now, what kind of performing have you been doing lately? And I saw on your website there were several shows in December that you had. So what's been happening from that standpoint for you?
So I have a couple more that are coming up, but like recently I've done openings for bands. One of my good friends, I open up for his band quite a bit, and he's helped me a lot. So I love to get to open up for him. That's one of my favorite shows to play is opening for him. And then I had my release party for my song, which is, I had that. That was like one of my favorite shows that I've ever done. That was so much fun. I loved it. All of my friends got to come out. All my family was there. It was just very special. And I just really sing at restaurants right now. Honestly, anywhere that will let me come and sing. So
no, but that's how you do it. That's how you do it. No question. You know, the folks that get out there and hustle, they're the ones that succeed. And you're obviously, you've got that drive and you want to do it. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Well, let's play the song that you just released in November. This is These Songs I Sing. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what you see happening in your future. All righty. These Songs I Sing.
Capture me these days when I can. You can find me out on a stage, on a stool, or front row pew, singing melodies. Oh, precious melodies. It's a hook. These songs I sing run deep in my bones, passed down to my dad a long time ago. He made sure they got passed to me.
Spotify.
Briley, here, these songs I sing. That is absolutely a beautiful song, Briley. And you know, I as we're playing that and we're listening, and the we're really glad your folks and your family had such an influence on you, because that's it's an amazing song. It really is beautiful.
Thank you.
And again, it's such an advanced sound that you have. It's, you have a unique sound, and that's, which is special in this industry, because there are so many that are cookie cutter, and you know, we're playing this for this particular demographic, and this is how the song should sound, and yours is unique, and we just love that. That's one of the beautiful things about this show for Quarter Peep and I, is we get to meet so many folks like you that have your own sound, and it's, we love that. We just love that. What's on the docket for you? What are you hoping to, what, you know, what are you thinking this year, in a few years? Where would you like your career to take you?
You know, I would love to get more songs recorded. I would love, that's just, I love getting songs recorded and hearing them play. That's just so special to me. Hoping to write more, playing more. I have a couple shows booked, but I'm really hoping to get more booked for 2025 and, you know, as far as we can go. I really just hope that everything will take off soon. And yeah, I just hope it goes good.
Well, we're certainly rooting for you. It's a wonderful sound. And you've got a couple that you've written now that you're going to be producing here soon. Please keep us in mind when those come out. You know, we've got one that we played today. We would love to continue to promote what you're doing and let folks hear these new songs. I'm anxious to hear the new songs that you've got coming.
Yes, sir.
Briley, where can folks find you? If we've got some folks that have heard tonight and say, "Oh, I'm a fan. I've got to know how to track her down."
You can find me on all social media at Briley Herrmann Music. And also at BrileyHerrmannMusic.com.
And all right, then and let's spell that for our folks, too. It's H-E-U-E-R-M-A-N-N. Just so you know, we want to get it right. So. No, seriously, though, Briley, please do keep us in mind when the new songs come out. We want to be right on top of that and let folks know. And let's do this again and play those as well.
Yes, of course.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight, Briley.
Thank you for having me.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, yes, again, we have Gritty Sunset. And, again, they're from Texas. So we're going to keep the Texas vibe. And those don't know, I'm actually from Texas. So this is really cool.
It's all coming full circle.
It's great.
All right. That's a wrap on what we're doing tonight. We appreciate Briley Herrmann coming out with us. Briley, thanks again for joining us.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. And for all of those that you were listening, where you're getting your podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcast, we're out there. We thank you for doing that. If you know more folks like Briley that you would like us to be talking to, send us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And everything that we're doing, you can find on our website, vehiclecitysound.com. Thanks again to Briley. Thank all of you for listening tonight. Be good.